Thank you, Terry. May God add his blessing to the reading of the scripture this morning, and may the words from my mouth be just what we need to hear today. Amen. Tony Campolo, who is an author and a preacher that I enjoy, preached a sermon and he called it, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." Of course, that was a Good Friday sermon. He told the story of a little preaching competition that he had with his own pastor at the church. And they had arranged with the congregation to each preach a sermon just to see whose they enjoyed the most, just for fun. Well, Campolo told about how he preached a great sermon. He thought it was very good. And he did a very good job and got his point across. And he made the people laugh. He made the people cry. There was some good content to it. It was a good sermon, he thought. And he went and he sat down beside his pastor and he slapped him on the knee and he said, "Top that." Well, the pastor looked at him and said, "Boy, watch the master." It was a simple sermon that the pastor preached. He started softly and he built in volume as it went on and built in intensity until the whole congregation was really into it, really into it. The sermon went something like this. It's Friday. Jesus is arrested in the garden where he was praying, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are hiding, and Peter's denying that he knows the Lord. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Jesus is beaten, mocked, and spit upon. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Those Roman soldiers are flogging our Lord, and they press a crown of thorns down onto his head and into his brow. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See him walking to Calvary, the blood dripping from his body. See the cross crashing down on his back as he stumbles beneath the load. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See those Roman soldiers driving the nails into the feet and into the hands of our Lord. Hear my Jesus cry, "Father, forgive them." It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, Jesus is hanging on the cross, bloody and dying, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, Jesus is hanging on the cross, heaven is weeping, hell is partying, but that's because it's Friday, and they don't know it. But Sunday's coming. By the end of the message, the preacher was calling out, "It's Friday," and the whole congregation was responding, "But Sunday's coming." What an experience that must have been. You've heard the Palm Sunday story before. Maybe you thought, like I did, that it's the exact opposite of Good Friday. Because this is Sunday, Palm Sunday, and Good Friday is coming. All the people were waving palms, throwing their cloaks and their coats in the path of Jesus. People were cheering, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The crowds ran to palm trees, cut branches down, and laid them on the road and waved them as Jesus approached on a young donkey. "Yay, Jesus! You're the Messiah! You're the promised one! We saw you raise the dead. Yay, Jesus! You've come to save us! Yay, Jesus! Hosanna! Hosanna!" What a scene it must have been. But that was Sunday. Friday's coming. on Friday, those very same people would stand in the crowd and scream, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" The same people that were yelling Hosanna today would 5 days later scream out for his blood. They would scream out that he be nailed to a cross. Does that surprise you? Does that shock you? If you were a disciple like Peter, James, or John, or one of the other nine, wouldn't you be a little bit shocked, amazed, discouraged? They shouldn't have been, and neither should we. Because Jesus warned them and warned us, and Mark wrote it in his gospel. Jesus was teaching his disciples through parables, which are word pictures that are told to teach a point. And here's what Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, it grew, it produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Jesus warned them that this is the way it was going to be. He told them who he was. He planted the seed that the Messiah had come. He was here. He performed miracles that proved that he was who he said he was. But some people were like the hard ground in the garden. These people were so hard, so calloused, and so bitter to the truth that it just bounced right off of them. And they didn't get it. The seed laid on the surface, waiting for Satan to come along and steal it away before it had a chance to germinate and grow. In the crowd, at Jesus' triumphant entry, there were Jewish religious leaders who were Pharisees who looked at what was going on and went to Jesus and said, "Teacher, get your disciples under control." These men hated Jesus, and they knew that if he continued to live, it would bring the powers of Rome down. They would lose their comfortable lifestyle. They would lose their power. They would lose their prestige. Imagine the Pharisees standing and watching. They knew that they had to do something or Jesus was going to destroy their way of life. You can almost hear the devil whispering in their ears, "It's Sunday, but Friday's coming." There was another group who stood screaming, "Hosanna, Hosanna," on that Palm Sunday. These were the ones that had watched and had listened to Jesus. Some were even there when Jesus called Lazarus from the grave and he came forth. They watched as the stone was rolled away and the dead man came out from the grave. They may have seen Jesus make dinner for everyone out of 5 loaves and 3 fish. A few maybe were at that wedding where he performed that first miracle when he turned water into wine. They were shouting with exclamation that day, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yay, Jesus!" And these people, though, were like the seeds that fell on the rocks. They sprouted quickly. They saw these miracles. And they believed that this was what Jesus' ministry was about. They jumped on the bandwagon quickly, but once the sun got hot, the pressure of the Pharisees came on them, and they dried up. The religious leaders pressured their congregations. They threatened the people that they pastored. On Sunday, these people screamed for Jesus as a king, and then on Friday, they screamed for him to be crucified. I can almost hear the Pharisees standing in front of their congregations saying, "It's Sunday, but Friday's coming. We're going to get him." On Friday, you can't scream out, Hosanna. On Friday, you won't throw your coats at his feet. On Friday, you'll scream, crucify him. And they'll rip his cloak from his bloody body, and they'll take bets to see who gets it. It's Sunday now, Jesus followers, but guess what? On Friday, things will be different. It's Sunday, but Friday's coming. And there was a third group in that crowd. They ran to the streets, taking off their coats, grabbing palms, throwing them at Jesus' feet. But they were like the seeds that fell among the thorns. The thorns of pressure and life grew up and choked them out. On Sunday, they yelled, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But that was Sunday. On Monday, the bills for the new Passover clothes came in the mail. How were they going to pay for them all? And the mortgage, and still buy food. Then on Tuesday, a Pharisee priest stopped by the house and told them if they continued to follow this Jesus, they would be excommunicated by their beloved church. They would have no friends. They would have no place for their spiritual and social lives. They'd be outcasts. On Wednesday, as this same family walked to the marketplace to get supplies, they were ridiculed and ignored. They were called Jesus freaks, and people wouldn't sell anything to them. Finally, by Thursday, when the lady's husband came home early from work and said he'd lost his job because his wife was at the Palm Sunday celebration saying Hosanna to Jesus, she lost her cool. She couldn't take it anymore. And when Friday came, she was at the front of that crowd shouting something quite different from Hosanna. Her words now were, crucify him. We can almost hear the religious leaders whispering behind those crowds cheering as Jesus rode down the street on the back of the donkey on Palm Sunday. Sunday. It's Sunday. But Friday's coming. In that crowd, there were people who heard the word and it changed their lives forever. It not only changed their lives on Sunday when they yelled, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It changed their lives on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They saw a hope and they saw a future in this Messiah. And they believed what he said. And they trusted him. And then on Friday, they saw him judged and tried before Pontius Pilate. On Friday, they saw the soldiers beat him and whip and push a crown of thorns into his head until blood rolled down his face. On Friday, they saw him carry that heavy cross through town and up a hill known as Golgotha, the place of the skull. On Friday, they saw soldiers rip that bloody garment from his body and cast lots for it. On Friday, they watched as he was nailed to that cross. On Friday, they watched him die a cruel death. On Friday, their lives, they felt, had been ruined. Their faith had been stripped away from them. On Friday, their trust and their belief was rocked as they watched him being placed into a tomb. On Friday, they wept great big crocodile tears as the stone was rolled in front of that grave. They were crushed on Friday. Hope was lost on Friday. Everything they screamed for on Palm Sunday was true, but now their faith was tested. On Palm Sunday, they believed that he was Lord. On Palm Sunday, they believed he was the Messiah. On Palm Sunday, they believed everything they yelled as they threw palms at his feet. But that was Sunday. Now it was Friday. And on Friday, it seemed as if it had all ended. Hope was lost. They stood around in dark rooms and alleys talking about, like the song says, were you there when they crucified our Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? It was Friday and it seemed like it was all finished. Then, like the soft wind, or maybe a gentle breeze, a voice somewhere, from somewhere, maybe from the sky, maybe from deep within them, was a voice, a powerful voice, a soothing voice, the voice of God. It was as if the voice of God whispered to these people, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." Amen.